ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated in loving memory of Mr. Chaim Muscat by his daughter, Mrs. Barbara Monash.
Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Ayin Gimel. The mission is mavur that Yayin Netzach Asras B'mashu. B'minoi B'mashu. That Yayin, otherwise, also Yayin Netzach Asras B'mashu. So today's is here, Dermasa Yayin B'Yayin, brings the opinion of Rabbi Nutam. This chum is only by Yayin Netzach and not B'stam Yeno. Stam Yenim does not asher b'mashu. The goes on further to say that even if you say that Stam Yenim does asher b'mashu, that was only in times of the Gemara when they had Yayin Nesach. So they gave the Stam Yenim the chumrah of Yayin Nesach. The Shein Kain is manenu where it's not much by us Yayin Nesach, then the Vada would have to be machmir on Stam Yenim to asher b'koshu. This is the opinion of Rabbi Nutam. The Avdim Yiluim in Tshuva Simin Vav says that Rabbeinu Tam is makel not only by Stam Yenam, but also by all Isurim Rabbanan of Avodah Zarah. Like a Begich Argar Bekarkar Shal Avodah Zarah, Asur Midi Rabbanan, also there Rabbeinu Tam holds that it is Batal. However, in Shmuel Rozovsky, brought down the Sefer Avodah Matana, with Mem Dalet, says no, that the kula of Rabbeinu Tam is a unique kula by Stam Yenom and not by other Isturihana related to Isturihana Drabbanon related to Avodah Zarah. Says that Isturi of Avodah Zarah are Asar B'mashu, the Rishayim bring down in the next daf, they bring from the Yerushalmi, that it's learned from Luyibak B'yodacham Uma Menachere. That you can't get any connection to Avodah Zarah, which Midrabbanon includes. That's not bottle. That's also that connection to Avodah Zarah, and that's Midrabbanan, that's already causes the problems. Shmuel brings down from the Brisker Rav that the Isser of Stam Yenom isn't an Isser of Lo Yidbak. It's not related to the Isser of Lo Yidbak. Rather, it's because of Tikreves Avodah Zarah, which the Rambam says is learned out of the Pasuk of Yishtu Yein Nesichah. So therefore, it's Yayin Netzach itself also has Ister of Lo Yidbak. But Stam Yenom, they only gave it Midrabbanan, we ushered it with the Parsha of Yishtu Yein Nesichon, Ister of Tikroives, but not the Ister of Avodah Zarah itself. And therefore, that's why Avodah Zarah holds that by Stam Yenom, it does not answer B'mashu. That's his opinion, but the Milu held Kipshutei, that's the Kula of Avodah Zarah, was Kula by all Yishtu Midrabbanan of Avodah Zarah. There we did not say the chumrah of mashu. Mor brings down the memory of Rav Dimi, Shem Rav Yechanan, that ma'ar yayin nesach v'chavis labar, afilu kol hayayin kulay rishayin mishayin bata. Rav Dimi holds that even if you pour the whole day long, if you pour from a chavis to a bar, still it's going to be bata. That is the opinion of Rav Dimi. There are a few drachim in the Rishayim had explained this klal of Rav Dimi. But first, the first basic thing that we see in Rav Dimi is that there's a difference from what's being poured into what. Yayin Nesach that's being poured into Yayin Kosher, Rav Dimi holds it's mutter, it could be bottle, but Yayin Kosher being poured into Yayin Nesach, so then it asras b'mashu. What's the difference? The Ran says that it's because the Isra is b'mekaymai. Lashon of the Ran is the following. The thing which is in its place is more choshev than the thing that's being poured onto it. So the thing that's more, that's it's standing in its place is has more choshev than with the new thing that's coming in, the incumbent. Is better standing than the thing that's coming to attack it, so it's harder to be mevatalat. We see here a side in bitul barayv, pshuta bitul barayv. It just tally in what there's more of. If there's more of this than that, then whatever there's more of is wins out. There's more of A than B, so it's din of A, more of B and A. Everything is telling whatever there's roiv. So who cares what's b'mekayma and chashuv yaiser, the Ram says. Who's talking about chashivus? The din of bittul is that you need roiv. What we see here is that bittul, it's not enough that you have roiv, but bittul requires to be mevatel, the meat. The roiv has to nullify and negate the meat. It's to make the meat come out the less adami. That is the job of the Reif. In the Ran and the Dorm Nafnun Beis and the Rashman Teres Habayis, before that the Reif is makchish the meat. Is that Lashon? That it attacks the meat. Have to be dissimilar, the Ran explains, only when they're different can one attack the other. When they're the same, so instead of attacking it, it's maimed it, and therefore can't be mevatel it. The idea of Bitl B'Rayv, even though it's you need a Rayv, but the Rayv itself is not enough. In order to be mevatel the other thing, you have to negate it. You have to nullify it entirely. So here, when something is b'mekoymai, when the yain kosher is b'mekoymai, so then we can't negate it. Therefore, the yain nesu does not have the ability to ask for the kosher. That's the kol hashita. That's the ikula that we see in our sugya. Now we come to the nidonim in the rishonim. First question is a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Is this heter of kame batil? Does that work only legabi the isra of mashu, or does it even work when there's nesinas tam? The hainu. In the Mishnah, we see here a chumra in yain nesach that it can ask for b'mashu. Normally, most Yisurim only ask if they give tam to the heter. Yai nesach, it's a chumra drabanan, that it asks even b'mashu. So in this chumra of yai nesach b'mashu, so then, and that we got, there was the chiddush of Rav Dimi, that when you pour yai nesach into yain kosher, so it does not ask b'mashu. And that's what we're talking about in our sugya. This, the chumra of our Mishnah was not said when yai nesach is poured into yain kosher. However, what happens if you poured so much yain nesach that now you actually could taste it? You had 10 liters of yain kosher in the bar. Now you have 1 liter of yain nesach. So that's 1 to 10 is for sure that's not, that gives tam. Even the shishim, that gives tam. Will we be matir even in this case? Or no? Once there's more than shishim, then we're no longer matir. So in Rashi, divir maschal loy chamer de teira, it's mavur that even in a case when it's noisin tam, it's still mutter. That the heter of cham kama batil works even when it's noisin tam, because it's batil. The thing that's being poured is batil to the thing that's already inside of the bar. That's the opinion of Rashi. It's also the opinion of the Ravid. Many Rishonim go with the Shitas HaRavid, that the din of kama batil works even in a case when there's nesinas tam. It can still be matir. That's their opinion. And for Taisus argues, Taisus says that there are two exclusions to the rule of kama batil. One says Taisus is if that the iser became roiv over the heter at the end. Now that you pour it slowly, but at the end of the day you have more iser than you have heter, so there's no more heter of kama batil. That's one klal that Taisus says. And Taisus says that by mecholas asurais, not only will it ask when there's a roiv iser connected the heter, even as long as there's tam of iser connected the heter, then I will no longer be matir with the din of kama batil. So according to Rashi, this din is matir even when there is roiv, at least, sorry, even when there's nesinas tam of iser and heter, it's still mutter. Taisus says, no, Taisus says that there's nesinas tam, then you no longer have the din of kama batil. And also, maybe things that are not mecholas asuras, if there's roiv, then also there's no din of kama batil. So what's the question here? What's the nidon between Rashi and Taisus? So we definitely see in Rashi that this kama batil is a unique chiddush. It's a new type of bitl that's happening. That at the end of the day, the yayin nesach is giving tam in the yayin heter. There's no shishim in the yayin heter connected to the yayin nesach. So what's the mice of the heter? Elamai, there's a klal here that's called kama batil. Because it goes in slowly, each drop of yayin nesach that goes in, I see this thing bottled to the yain to the yain of heter. I have 60 liters of mashal of yain kosher in the bar. Now I'm pouring in yain nesach. So all the first drops that go in are until a liter. You could all that could be bottled to the yain that's there, right? Because there's talking no reason to answer. There's no din that yain nesach answers with mashu when it's falling in. That's number one. And number two, that so Elamai, just there's one the just question, there's more shishim. At the end of the day, I pour in 10 liters of yayin nesach against 60 of yayin kosher, so it should aser. The answer is that the first yayin that I poured in was batel, to the yayin kosher. So I poured in half a liter of wine, so instead of being 60 liters of yayin kosher, I have 60 and a half liters of yayin kosher. And I poured in the second half of a liter of wine. So now I have 61 liters of yayin kosher. My heter keeps on getting bigger. All of the iser is constantly batel to the heter. So the heter keeps on growing and growing. So in no way do we ever find that the hetzer becomes usher. Because anything that you pour in is bottle. The amount that's being poured in each time has enough to be bottle to what's there. If you pour in at one time enough that's going to be nice and tam into the hetzer, so for sure it's usher. If you're pouring in slowly and each drop that comes in has ability to be bottle to the wine that's there, there's enough wine to be mevatel it. So it's all bottle. So then you never find the isser. That's lachar the pshat in kama kama bottle. Very, very simple, straightforward. So therefore, even at the end of the day that you have sinas tam, and it could be that even if you have a roiv of isser keneged heter at the end. The reason it's mutter is because everything was always bottle into the heter. That's lachar the mahalach of the rishayim. So the Prichadash brings up a whole topic, question on the rishayim, which is you say it in the sugya, which we have to give one akdama. When we talk about bitul b'roiv in the taroives, so there's the rush in chulin, Paragid Anosh and Simulam and Zion. The Rush there says that the gather of Itl Beroiv is a nepach ha Isser liyais heter. That the Isser is no longer Isser. The Isser is now turned into heter. That's what the Rush says. Magical. The because it's battle, so the Isser is ice. Its kilo no longer exists. It becomes heter. Then the Rush proves from Mishnayis and Gemaras that there are cases when even something is battle, it could go back and become Usser again. And from Mishnah and Trumas, that when Truma falls in to Chulin and it becomes Batel, and then and then another of Truma fell in, so it's Usser. The second one Assers. We don't say that when the first one fell in, it became like Chulin. And now the second one falls in, it should an Asser. Says the Rush, why not? Because even though we say that Isser is Nepach, Liyos Heter, says the Rush, doesn't mean that we entirely forgot its history. Kilu, it lost all of its qualities of being Isser. No, Vada, that's always there, latent, somewhere under the surface, it always stays as being an Isser. The Bittel is as long as it's, as there is a Taravis, as we can't differentiate the Isser from the Heter, so then I look at the Isser as being Heter. That's the aside of Bittel Bereiv, that it's Nepach, Liyos Heter, doesn't mean that I kilu physically, chemically changed the Isser, took the Chelev and made it into thing that was Mutter. Vada the Chelev is always Chelev. That's never going to change. But the as long as it's a Chelev of the Taroivis, and the Taroivis is Mutter, so this Isser, which is a Chelev of the Taroivis, is also Mutter. Says the Rush, though, if it would be Hukar HaIsser, if you have a way that when your Isser is in the Taroivis, and you can't recognize it, but let's say you could put food coloring on it, and all heter would be one color, and the itzer would turn into a different color. So then if you do that, then avada, now it's usher. Even though that the itzer was bottled to the heter, that's because it was a chelik of the taroivis. Once you can separate it from the taroivis, if it's hukara itzer, mitecha heter, so then the itzer can, it goes back to being usher. Very, very logical thing. That there's no magic in bittel b'roiv that says that the Isser actually changed. It's as a chilk of the taroivis. So just like the roiv of the taroivis is mutter, the whole taroivis is mutter. And I therefore the dinim of the head of the Isser become mutter as being a chilk of the taroivis. But if the taroivis changes to becoming, if you could separate it, so then it goes back to being mutter. Says the Rosh, also in this case, when I matzah minas mina v'neir, when the two sa'ah of truma find each other, so now there's no longer a bittel. The bittel only was because there is a truma, one of truma fell into 100 of chulin, and that can be mevatlet. Now I have two of truma into 100 of chulin, so I no longer have the ability to be mevatlet. So I lost the whole power of the bittel. It's ke'ilu hukara iser. The bittel was based on the fact that there was enough heter to be mevatel the iser. When there no longer comes to a state of enough heter to be mevatel the iser, so then the iser is matza minas mino v'neir. That's the Rosh says. So that's really the two sides of the issue in our sugya. Mitzad echad, Rav Dimi tells us that kama kama batil. I'm able to look at each one as being batel. And then, according to most Rishonim, many Rishonim, that even if, you know, at the end of the day, you'll have enough of Isser to be nice and time into the Heter, it doesn't bother me. because each thing that fell in was bottled to the heter, it became mutter, and then IQ forget about it. That's what Rav Dimi says by us. Mitzat Sheni, there's a sad to say, and the biggest right to this is this Mishnah Lagabe Truma, that we don't say that. Once we say that once there is enough Isser that falls in, so the Isser find each other. They never really chemically change to become Mutter. Just because there wasn't enough Isser in the Heter to Aser, so it became Mutter. But when there is enough Isser in the Heter to Aser, so then I should say that Matzah Min Es Minoi Veneir. That's the question. So one is a question stemmed from this Mishnah. How do we explain this Mishnah? But also there's a question, Misvara. Why can the Isser Aser, why does the Isser not come back to Aser the Heter? So about this Mishnah itself, the Ravid already answers the question. The Ravid says that this Mishnah is unique then by Truma. Normally when an Isser falls into a Heter, so you can eat everything. You're allowed to eat the whole Taroivis. However, by Truma the din is not that way. By Truma, when Truma falls in, you have to take out the amount of Truma that fell in before you eat the Taroivis. If you have 100 Sa'ah of Chulin and 1 Sa'ah of Truma that falls in, so you don't know where the Truma is. But before you eat the Taroivis, you have to take out a Sa'ah of Truma. So there's a Machlekes Rishayim why you have to do that. Rashi in Bechayris says that it's only because Gezel Mamon Hashevet. It's only because you're stealing from the Kohanim. That's what requires you to take out Truma. Besides being the Isser of Truma, Truma also belongs to Shevet Kahuna. So therefore you need to separate the Truma in order that you should not be stealing from the Kohanim. That's the opinion of Rashi. However, the Ravid says no. The Ravid says that it's Mitzad Yeridei you need to take it out. It's because Truma has a din harama, it looks like you have to separate Truma from Tevel. So also when Truma falls into a Taroivis, Truma needs to be separated. Truma accused Makadish the Taroivis. It answers the Taroivis until you're Mafrish Truma. That's the din. So because the Truma is answering the Taroivis until you're Mafrish it, so the bittul of Truma is not the bittul of other Yisurim. Other Yisurim, when they fell in, they were entirely bought to the Heter. Ashenki and Truma that falls in, so it's not entirely bottle. Until you take it out, it's not entirely bottle. This Taroivis is right now is usher to eat. It's usher mitan maicholos asuris to eat it. Therefore, here I don't say kama kama bottle. That's how the Ravid explains this Mishnah. That's why it's not shvaranim. But even without the Mishnah, we could still ask Misvara. That's really what the Prichadish asks on the Ravid. That now that you taste the Isser, so it's like hukara Isser. Now that you can, now just like the Rosh says, that when hukara isser, when we could differentiate the isser from the heter, so now I lose my bittul. So every time that there's that there's nesinas tam of the isser and the heter, so now I could differentiate the isser from the heter of idei taimai. It's something which is mafkir the bittul. The isser is only bittul because it didn't have enough quantity of isser to aser the heter. Now that you do, you have enough Isser to Aser, there's more than Shishim of Isser in the Heter, and you could taste the Isser in the Heter, so that's like Nikar B'taymai. So that's Hukar Isser. So why is it Batal? That's the question of the Pri-Chadash on the Rive. The Pri-Chadash assumes that's the Dover Pashut, that when there's Rive of Isser connected the Heter, then for sure the Rive agrees that it's Aser. Because now Rive of the Taravis is Isser. So how can we say that it's Batal? No, if when the overwhelming majority here is Aser, so even though each one fell in and got a din of bittul, but it didn't change it didn't chemically change it to become Mutter. So in Cain, when Roivit is Aser, it's for sure going to be Aser. That's for sure like Hukara Iser. So that was pushed to the Prichadash. Says the Prichadash in Cain, who then when there's Roiv of even when there's no Roiv, but as long as Iser gives time to the Heter, then also it should be like Hukara Iser. So that's the questions that the Prichadash asks on the Rive. So in the Ikra Anoch of the Prichadash, that when there's Rive, Isser connected the Heter, the Plesi and the Yad Yudah argue. They say that's incorrect. The Rive holds that as Mutter, even in a case when there's Rive Isser. The Rive holds it does not become like Hukar Isser. He argues with the whole Svar of Hukar Isser. Avad Hukar Isser Mamish, you actually can differentiate and discern the Isser from the Heter, that's for sure going to be Isser. But here, you can't, there's no, we don't see what's usher and what's mutter. They also, it all looks like one big taroivis. I can't see where the hetz and where the isser is. So here it never became like hukaro isser. So it's true, you know you're drinking raiv of something that used to be usher. But because each drop that fell in one at a time and became bottle to the hetzer, so each one was bottle. It lost its inner being isser. And there was nothing to wake it up. There's nothing to reinvigorate the isser over here. So therefore, it stays being mutter. That's what they say. Yad Yehuda goes on to say that even if we say that when there's roiv isser, we do say that it's chayzer v'neir. We could agree to the b'chadash that when there's roiv isser, it is chayzer v'neir. That's only when there's roiv. Mashenkin, when there's mashenkin by nesinas tam, we don't say that. Explains the Yad Yehuda the following. That the whole basis of bittul is the aleph basis roiv. The only because of roiv is there a koyach mevatel. So when the iser slowly fell into the heter and we had roiv heter on the bottom, so if it stays roiv heter, so then I always have the ability to be mevatel. The koyach mevatel is that the roiv wins is stronger than the meat. Mashenkin, if I get to a state where there's roiv iser connected to heter, so I lost the whole basis of my bittul. The whole base of the bittul was that the roiv, the heter, is more than the iser, more than the iser. So I see the iser as being a chelik of the heter. Now at the end of the day, when I got to roiv iser, so the tables changed. Really, the iser should be mevatel the heter. The iser has the koyach of mevatel, the koyach of bittul is by the iser. It is ability to mevatel the heter. It undercut the whole koyach ha-mevatel of the heter, when you get to roiv iser. Masha'in came when you still have roiv heter, just the iser is noisin tam into the heter. There, the state of the bittul is by the heter. The heter is more than the iser, so it should be mevatel the iser. Elama, you want to say that no, but listen, the iser is noisin tam into the heter, and that should undo the bittul. Says Yad Yud, it's different. That the iser b'miutai, Asher's heter midin nesinas tam, doesn't mean that there's no koyach mevatel in the heter. It's true the heter has an ability to mevatel the iser, but at common that the iser is tasted in the heter, so that contradicts that doesn't allow the heter to be mevatel the maisa. If it gives iser chashivus connected the heter because you can taste the tam of the iser, that's the din of tam keker. So that's only when the says the Yad Yehuda, that's only when the iser is iser that wasn't batel. But here the iser is iser that was bottled to the heter. We didn't undo. We're not undercutting the whole klecha mevatel. Because each iser that falls in is bottled to the heter. To say that it's matzah min esmina v'neir, say that you want to be mafkia the bittel. You want to say that the bittel is no longer. You have to undercut the whole klecha of the bittel. When you have roiv iser, you say, listen, the whole reason that you started this bittul was because you're more than me. Now I'm more than you. So you have no bichlal koyach to be mevatel me. But when there's roiv heter and it's miut iser that gives tam, the heter has the ability to be mevatel the iser be'etzem. Just the tam of the iser does not allow for the bittul to happen. That's only when it's tam of iser. Here, if I don it as tam of heter, so here, it, when it became, it fell into the heter, it became mutter. It became heter. So here it's, he says, yeah, dude, it's kilu that the heter and heter are giving tam. The thing that's giving tam on the maisa, the what used to be iser, right now I don it as heter. So I don't have to undo my whole ability to be mevatel. It's only because I'm tasting iser in my heter is what makes problems. Here I'm tasting heter in my heter. So it doesn't make any problems. Mashenkin, when the issue of the iser of roiv isn't telling what you taste. It's only what you have. When you have more iser than heter, so then the pasha, the heter, has nothing, kilu mafreya, had no ability to be mevatel the iser. Mashenkin, by tam, heter always, its ability to be mevatel the iser is always there. Just the te'imas iser b'toicha heter shteres. Here, you're tasting the you're not tasting the iser b'toicha heter. The time that you're tasting is tasting of iser ha'misbatel toicha heter, b'yachad ima heter. So that doesn't share the bit. That's they say to explain the opinion of the Ravid. So this is all in the Ravid that holds that kama kama bata works even when you have tam of iser connected to heter. Tais argues on the Ravid. Tais says when there's tam, so then we do aser. So the Pashup Shad Taisis is like the question of the Prichadosh that the Ran learns. That Tais agrees that kama kama batel of etzem is always each thing that falls in is batel. Just now at the end of the day that you have roif, now that we have roif or nesimas tam, so now we say mataminas mina v'neir. Once we have enough Israel fell in enough to give tam, so then it can finds each other, and then it's mafkir the bittel. The bittel was chal b'shaitai, but now there's enough Israel there, so we say mataminas mina v'neir. What comes out of Lefitesis though is that there's no real chiddush of tam kama kama batil. There's no chiddush of kama kama batil that things cannot be woken up. According to Tosis, once it's something gets back to a level where it would have asr lechatchila, so then it also asrs now. Kama kama batil Lefitesis doesn't give you any new heterim. Holding of kama kama batil really just says that yayin nesach doesn't asr b'mashu. The normal yayin nesach when it's in the bar, it asrs b'mashu, but when yayin nesach falls into yayin that's kosher, so it does not asr b'mashu. That's what comes out as a din of kama kama batil Lefitesis. So the Rosh asks, really as a question, that the Lashon of the Gemara is shver. Why does the Gemara make up this nusach that's kama kama batel? Because it sounds like a new yisoid that is batel and it doesn't come back. Fita says anything that would have asher lechatchil always comes back. So why does the Gemara call it kama kama batel? The Rosh says, "Well, the hiskir shein bittel, kevin shein bittel ela shein osr machmas miyutei." The whole word is that the yain nesel doesn't asher machmas miyutei. Hochi havalei lameimar leshana ela shenafal heter letoich itzer. I will not for Israel to enter. Ain aser ela et arkadina sinas tam kima yain b'mayim. Here it just wasn't said the din of yain nesel of the kolshu. So the Rosh says that only said this to tell me that only in a case when it's a small amount that comes in. If a lot comes in, so then the yain nesel will aser. But really, the Rosh holds on the fita. He says there's no real new chiddush. It's called kama kama batil. It was batil b'shaitoi, but it will always be woken up later on according to Taisus. And the Ravid holds no. The Ravid holds that even though it was that because it was batel b'shaitim, so it does not get woken up later on, and it always says it's being batel. And lefi the pri chadash, it was only until rave. By rave, the rave devar agrees that it's aser. And the place in Yad, you don't want to say that. No, that even in the case of rave iser, still the rave would say that kama kama batel. And the Yad Yud is at its svara that even if by rave the rave will agree that it's aser. Because by once there's a roiv iser, so he took away the whole siba of the bittel. Shenkin, when there's roiv heter, just iser is noisim tam in the heter. So then kama kama batel. We don't say that matzamin esmino v'neyor to miafkia the bittel. Because the kama that the iser was nechshav to be heter, I gave it in a bittel. So it's kilu the heter, the iser, which is right now mutter, is giving tam to the heter. So that doesn't shter. Oh. Just we mentioned here that the Paisim did deal with the Shitas Araivid, really it's really Shitas Rashi. And according to Rashi, even in a case when there's Raiv, it's or even in a case when there's Nais and Tam, so we still say Kama Kama Batil. The reason the Paisim talk about the Shitas Araivid is because Rashi holds that we do not pass like this man to Amar. Rashi says that everyone was Machmir, Mais we don't pass, we pass that we do not say La Halacha Kama Kama Batil. However, the Raivid says not the way. The Raivid says an interesting Kiddush. That the rabbi said there were two chidushim in Rav Dimi. Dimi first said a chiddush that yai nesach could be batel, and Rav Dimi's second chiddush was kama kama batel. So the rabbi agrees that we do not pass like the chiddush of Rav Dimi that yai nesach could be batel. There, lemaitz we were machmir. We know that yai nesach is never batel. But the rabbi says though that we do paskin the other chiddush of Rav Dimi. We do paskin that we could say kama kama batel, and by other yisurim says the Ravid, when Isser falls into Heter, we say kama kama batel. Even at the end of the day, the Isser is basing time in the Heter, we'll still say kama kama batel. One other point on this question, the point neither the Rishonim, Tesis, as we said, argues. Tesis says that it can't be that once it's basing time, it's going to be mutter. Tesis says that if you pour a little bit of milk into a fleshek pot and it's not basing time, so the milk is batel. And you pour a little bit more milk, and a little bit more milk, and a little bit more milk, till at the end the milk is nice and tam into the meat. Are you talking that it's going to be mutter? So we see that when something is nice and tam, so we no longer say kama kama batil. That's the Tesis proof to his shita. Yad Yehuda said that it says there's no interest of Taisa's right. There's no proof from there. I mean, Taisa told us on Daf Samachim and Beis that by two things that are heter, by Kilayim, by Tzemer and Pishtim, it's not Shaykh Bittel. Because Bittel is when there's an Isra and a heter. But both of them are mutter, and the Torah Gufa answers the Ta'raif is amongst them, so it's not Shaykh Bittel Baraif. So Taisa asks there, why do you need that by Basar B'cholav that there should be Tam? Even if there's no Tam, it should answer because it's not Shaykh Bittel by heter beheter. Answers Taisus that Derech Bishul Asra Torah. It's true you don't need the Tam Mitzad Atzma because there should be the Ta'raifis exist even without that. But the Torah only answered a type of Ta'raifis which has the way to cook things. And that's when the Nesin Tam Zabizet. So when there's not Nesin Tam, by Basar B'cholav it's Yabatel. But calls mind that there is Nesinus Tam of the Cholav in the Basar. So it answers, you don't have to come, and Bittul won't work B'chol. Bittul is a Shaykh B'chol by Basar B'cholav. So it's not Shaykh B'din of Kamakam and Batya by Basar B'cholav. Very, very simple answer to Taisa's proof. You have to know why Taisa did ask the question. One of the, another point here, and the Iker and Rashi's chat in the Sugyam, the way Rashi learns the Gemara's, the way that Rav Dimi explains the Mishnah, comes out that the only case that we don't say kamakama batil is when it falls a lot to basachas. Rashi brings that says a chobis fell in and then it broke. So a lot fell in to basachas. Then there's no bittel. Anytime that you pour a little bit, so there's always going to be bittel. Whether it's heter l'toich iser, whether it's iser l'toich heter, whether it's min b'mina, whether it's min b'she'ino b'mina. That's where Rashi learns the Mishnah. So Rav Kveger asks that why does the Mishnah make a chilek between min b'mina and min b'she'ino b'mina? If you Rashi, there's no difference b'chlal. If it falls in a little bit at a time, so everything is batal. Even my min b'mina is batal. And if it falls in all in one go, so then even my min b'she'ino b'mina is not going to be batal. So why is the Mishnah Mechalik the ratio in the Sefer between Min B'mina and Min B'she'ino B'mina? That's what he asks on Rashi. So L'chayrut Shaykh to say the following, that the Sugi really is Mechalik between Hatera L'gai Yisura and Yisura L'gai Hatera. When it's Yisura L'gai Hatera, so then it's Batal. When it's Hatera L'gai Yisura, it's not Batal. But what's the din if you take Isra and Hatera and you pour them at the same time into an empty barrel? Both you pour a lot of Yayin Kosher and a little bit of Yayin Nesach into an empty barrel. So there, it's not Isur L'goy Hetera. It's given the kula, the Lachar of Yayin of Kama Kama Batil. It's a shady, it's also the Hetera didn't go into Isur. Lachar there, we have the regular din that Yayin Nesach Achos B'mashu. There, you don't say the Yayin Nesach is Batil, Kama Kama Batil, because it's all being poured at the same time. So there's no din of Kama Kama Batil. So therefore, the Yayin Nesach Lachar will Achos B'mashu when it's Min B'minoi. When it's Min B'she'inoi Minoi, So then Yayin Nesach only answers B'shishim. That would be the Iker Din of the Mishnah. It's a little bit schwer that the Mishnah doesn't speak out clearly this case. But the Mishnah is giving you the klal. The klal is that Min B'minoi answers B'mashu, and Min B'she'inu Minoi is only when it's nice in time. So you have to find the case on your own. When you have a case of Kama Kama Batil, according to Rav Dimi, so Bashir in that case is not Shaykh Ledin of Yayin Nesach B'mashu. But in this case, Lachar, pouring into another Kli, then Lachar would be Shaykh Ledin. One last point in Rashi, the Gemara says that the Mishnah is talking about Chamer Deter B'Goymaya D'Yisura, that it fell wine that was mutter into water that was Aser. So therefore, the water is B'Goymaya, so it can, the water of Iser, and therefore it can Aser the wine. So Rashi says, Ashma'inon, Kol Kama Diavi Maya Taima B'Chamer Itzer, Achivata Tama Yayin as Tama Mai. The water Asers the wine if it's nice in Tama, unless the wine is so much that it's more than shishim can get the water, and therefore the water doesn't answer it. And Rashi concludes, "Going the nafel kulei kechado, the leiv shel lemaya di sura lebatel." The only time that we're going to say that the wine of heter could be mutter when it fell into the water is if it fell a lot of bebasachas. Because if the wine fell in bezecharze slowly, so then the water of the iser will always be mevatel the wine of the heter, and then we say kama kama batil. So the wine of the heter will be batel with the din of kama kama batil, and it can never go become mutter again. Even though there is at the end of the day, there is shishim in the wine of heter connected to the water of iser, but because the water of iser was mevatel the yain of heter, the kama kama batil, so the wine is always going to be it will always say aser. So only if it fell a lot, b'basachas, shishim times the water b'basachas fell in, then the wine will be mutter. That's Rashi says. It's mavur in Rashi that water of iser could be mevatel wine of heter. Meaning if the wine falls in slowly, b'zeacharzeh, says Rashi, then the wine will always stay aser. Even though at the end of the day there's much more wine of heter than there is water of iser, wine will stay aser. Because like Rashi says clearly in the end that the maya of the iser could be mevatel the water of heter. Can be mevatel the wine of heter. Mavur lehedyan Rashi that heter could be mevatel, that iser could be mevatel heter. This is a nidon in the Achreinim, Rabbi Chanan, Kavitzaris in Siman and Tes, and Rabbi Shimon in Shari Yosher, Shari Gimel Perak Tazvov. And now in this nidon, can iser be mevatel heter? Rabbi Chanan brings that it's a machlokes tezin yevomis and there are man b'babasra, and this question. They say that the need of the question is what's it? Is bittul b'roiv? Famous chakir by bittul b'roiv. And in Yontif, the first one officially declared this chakir by bittul b'roiv. Is bittul b'roiv only a din to get rid of dinim? To mafkia dinim? Something is usher. Now that it's bittul, so it loses its uniqueness of being usher. And the isser shaboy is paka. That's what we normally find bittul b'roiv. But can bittul b'roiv also give dinim? Give positive dinim to other things? Question of Einig Yontiv was if you have chutim of tzitzis that were nitve l'shma, that are mixed up with chutim that were nitve shalei l'shma. Can the din of bittul b'roiv say that the chutim that were not l'shma, now they became like tzitzis, they became like things that were nitve l'shma. Can it give it the positive dinim of the roiv? That's the chakir and the achrein. So they say that this shaila is telling this. If heter can be mevatel iser, because heter isn't a positive din, it just has din that it's not usher. So it could take away the din, the iser had a din to be usher, and heter could take away that din. It's no longer usher. But for iser to be mevatel heter, iser has to give it a din, has to give it a positive din to make it usher. So if Rashi here holds that iser could be mevatel heter, b'korach Rashi holds that bittul b'roiv is a positive din. Bittul can give dinim to the chefza. So also stims with Rashi in Zohar of Ayin Ches, there Rashi's mavur, that when there's a bittul, so the thing that's in batel could be mashlim the shear of the iser. One iser is mevatel another iser, so then the miut is mashlim the shear of the roif. Seems it's clear from Rashi there also that bittul b'roif gives dinim, and it's the din of the roif is chal on the miut. The miut is like the roif. Another point in the Gemara is the shita of Rav Yitzchak. Till we spoke about the opinion of Rav Dimi, that Rav Dimi said that even when you pour from a chavis, we still say kama kama batil. But later on, the Gemara brings Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef that said b'shem Rav Yechanan that only by tzar tzur katan we say that rishon batil, because loy nafish amude. But chavis the nafish amude you pour out a lot at the same time loy, then it's usher. So the Ramban brings two drachim how to learn this memra of Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef. What is the chisaron of nafish amude? Because really in Rav Dimi's din. That was makel, that you say that kama kama batula. As you pointed out earlier, there are really two chidushim in Rav Dimi. The first chidush is that when the yayin nesach is being poured, it does not asher b'mashahu. That was one chidush of Rav Dimi. There is another chidush in Rav Dimi of kama kama batula. That the first thing can be batula, even though later on it becomes more, but it, because it was already batula, so it's not chayzer v'neir. That was the second chidush of Rav Dimi. So the Ramban says, it brings two drachim, and what lefi Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, that chavis is usher, because nafesh amudei, in which nekuda is it usher? The Ramban says, it's mistaber to the Ramban, is that it's only klabi this word, kama kama batil. That I can only say kama kama batil when things come in slowly. So when things come in slowly, I see them as being disconnected, and each one by itself is batil. Shengi, when you pour in a lot, so then I don't say kama kama batil. Then it's kilu all of the wine. If all the wine kilu fell in at the same time, so I'm not able to look at each drop of wine separately. I have to look at all of the wine together, and all the wine together is not batel in the heter. That's the Ramban says. That's the correct way to learn. He brings other mefarshim that say it's klapi the sfar of yain esach b'mashu, and when a lot falls in at the same time, then here yain esach does aser b'mashu. Even though the Ayin Esach is the thing that's falling into the bar. What's the Svara? So Ramban says, "The came in the Mechubar L'chavis, Choshev Eloi Batil, Dumyat Eter L'Gai Yisura." Just like when in the Isser is the Mekaymai, So it's not batil because it's chashiv. So also when you're pouring a lot in, it's also chashiv. And therefore it's not going to be batil. So that's the other mahalach that the Ramban says. Ramban says, Einu mechuver. It's not mistaver to him. And that's the pshat and Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef. Rather than pshat and Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, it's copy the svar of kama kama batil. Because you pour in so much at the same time, so then I can't look at each one independently, and I don't say kama kama batil. Oh, that's the opinion of Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef. And then the Gemara brings the third sheet of Adash Rabbi Yechonon, which is Ravin, that stam is a, when with the Yain Nesach and the Yain Heter, there's no way to be mevatel it. Even if the Yain Nesach falls into the Yain Heter, even if it's a Tzartzor Katan, it's always going to be Asr. Yain Nesach always Asr's b'mashu, according to Ravin. So what? When was Rav Yechonon Mekel? Yechonon Mekel was when there's water. When there's water there, so then I can say that the water is mevatel the Yain Nesach, because the water is Einu Min of the Yain Nesach. So even though there's yayin kosher and yayin and water, and mitzad the yayin kosher, the yayin nesach should aser, because yayin nesach aser is min b'mina b'mashu, because there's water there, so the yayin nesach does not have the ability to aser the water. The water is more than shishim times the yayin nesach. So because there's water there, so the yayin nesach is bottled into the water, and it also and therefore it also does not aser the yayin hakosher. That is Rabin's opinion, b'shem Rabbi Yechonon. And the Gemara brings that there's some said this on Rabbi Yechonon and some said it on the Mishnah. What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is, do you need the mayim tchila or not the mayim tchila? The Hainu, everyone agrees that if the mayim is there first, if the mayim is there when the yayin nesach is falling in, for sure, the mayim is, the water is mevatel to the yayin nesach. The question is, what happens if first the yayin nesach falls into the yayin kosher? And then afterwards you get the water comes in. So here there is two drachim, is machlokes. Do we say that here that because the yayin nesach already fell into the yayin mutter, so it asered it, and therefore the water that comes in later will not be matir? Do we say that? Do we say no? Even the water that comes in later could be matir. So there's machlokes in Rishonim how to learn this machlokes. Do we need the mayim tchil or not? This is very big nafkaminas to Isra v'Heter and to Maseches Chulin, as we will see. There's a sugya in Chulin that's called Chanan, as the Rashi Tevas of the sugya. The actual name is Chaticha Na'atz Manasis Nevela. Which means the following, that we'll talk about the case tomorrow, says by Basar B'Cholof. If you have a little bit of milk that falls into meat, and there's no shishim in the meat to be mevata the milk. So it's Asr, it's Basar B'Cholof. Now you cook more things in the pot. You have one piece of meat, which is nesar from the milk. And now I take this piece of basar b'chalav and I put it, and it falls into a pot of other things, of potatoes and carrots, and falls into this pot. So now there is shishim in everything in the pot connected to the milk. If I would look at it as it is right now, with the potatoes and the carrots and the gravy and everything there, so there's shishim connected to the milk. But the milk already asered the meat and made a basar b'chalav. So do we say that right now that the meat can go back to becoming mutter? Because it was only asered because it didn't have enough heter connect, it didn't have enough other things connected to chalav. Now that there's other things there, so now it's mutter, it's mevato the chalav. Or do we say no, that once the piece of meat became asar, it's asar forever. Chatir at menasis nevela. And not only does the meat not become mutter, but now the meat will go aser everything else in the pot. If the potatoes and the carrots that are in the pot, there's no shishim of them connected the piece of meat, so also the potatoes and the carrots are aser. Because once this piece of meat became aser, because it was nivla, mishum basar b'chalav, it got a bliyatz of chalav and it became aser become basar b'chalav, so we can't look at the piece of meat again to it become mutter. It itself became a nevela, and now it's aser mitzad atzmai. And therefore, it can go aser other things in the pot, because it itself is aser. And we need shishim kineged the piece of meat, if we want to be matir to other things in the pot. That's what the Gemara says in Kulin Daf Chuf Ches, that chaticha atzma nasis nevela, and it asers everything. You need shishim kineged the piece of meat, to be matir the rest of the things in the pot. There's a machlekes rishonim, whether this din of Chanan, chaticha atzma nasis nevela, was only said by Basar B'Chalav, or also by other Yisurim. The opinion of many Rishayim, Taisis and many Rishayim, is that this is a klal always. Not only when the milk fell in the meat and it asered it, but huadin, if I have a piece of kosher meat that got in an abliya of a nevela or any abliya of Isser, and there wasn't shishim to be mevatel the bli of iser inside. So now the piece of kosher meat became treif, and therefore it falls into another pot, so it will stay usher forever. That is the opinion of Tosfos and many Rishonim. That's the way the Ramah paskins in Siman Tzadi Beis. Or the opinion of the Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Rishonim bring Rabbeinu Ephraim, says that the whole din of Chanan is only by Basar B'chalaf. Masha Einkein, by other Isurim, there's no din of Chanan. Explains Rabbeinu Ephraim that by Basar B'chalaf, both each thing was independently mutter. The Tarabith between them is what asers them. So now that it became Asr, it's Asr Mitan Atzmai. Now that it's true that meat is mutter and milk is mutter. But there's a new Isr called milk meat. Basar B'chalaf itself is a type of Isr. So once this piece of meat became Asr, of the new Isr of Basar B'chalaf, so that's mamish like an Avela. There's an Isr of Avela in the Torah. There's an Isr of Chelev in the Torah. There's an Isr of Basar B'chalaf. And it's Isr is Mitan Atzmai. So now I need Shishim to be Mevatel, this new Isr called Basar B'chalaf. Masha'in Kain, when I have a piece of kosher meat that got a bliya of a treif piece of meat, so it's really the piece of kosher meat should be mutter. The only reason it's asr is because when I'm eating the kosher meat, I'm also getting the taste of the treif meat. And that's what asrs. So the bliya of the isr is what asrs the kosher meat. So you practically can't eat the whole piece of the kosher food because you're going to always be getting the bliya of the isr. But mitzat atzma, it should be mutter. So now that it falls into another pot, So it could be, so you don't need shishim to be mevatel the kosher meat. Because the kosher meat is still be'etzem mutter. The only thing that's usher really here is the bli of the isser. So if there's shishim keneged the bli of the isser, then it's mutter. That's the svar of Rabbeinu Ephraim, a very mistaver tikka svara. That's with the Mechaber Paskins and Siman Tzadi Beis. That the only time that we say that the isser of Chanan is only by Basar B'chalav and not by Shari Surin. So now come back to our sugya. We have a case here by us that if you have kosher wine and water in the bar, and then Yai Nesech falls in, so it's for sure mutter. But if the Yai Nesech falls in before the water falls in, then it's usher aman demasni lo aravin. So what's the machlekes here? So the Ramban and other Rishonim bring it from Rabbeinu Ephraim that guba the machlekes in our sugya is do we say chanan by shari surim? That's exactly what we had here. That the problem, the Yain Nesach fell into the Yain Kosher and it asserted it. But now the water falls in, so it should be mutter. If this would be the situation originally, it should be mutter. What's the only reason to asser? It's because the Yain Kosher was already Nesar from the Yain Nesach. And once it was Nesar, so it cannot go back and become mutter. We have to treat it as always being Isser. So the Rabbein Ephraim learned that the Machlaikas in our Sugya is, do you say Chanan by Shari Surim? Not only by Basar B'chalaf. And Rabbeinu Ephraim paskind like the man the masin lo amas nisan. He goofed his makar is our sugya and learned this was machlekes. And he paskind lekula the man the masin lo amas nisan that loy boy mayim tchila. The reason is because we don't care that the yain nesach was or the yain kosher. Sorry, was already nesach from the yain nesach. Now that the water falls in, so it can be mevatelit and the yain kosher could be choizer lehetere. That is what the Ramban says. That's what Rabbeinu Ephraim learned. So again, it's the way he paskind. The Ramban agrees, he brings the Yesh Mefarshim, that agrees with Rabbeinu Ephraim's Prat in the Sugya, that the Nidon in the Sugya by us is do we say Chanan by Shari Surim. Just they argue at a Paskin. They say that the Halacha is like Man Damasni Lo Aravin, and the Pshat in Man Damasni Lo Aravin is because we hold the Chanan by Shari Surim. So according to the Rabbeinu Ephraim, that's Kufa, the Nidon of Chanan by Shari Surim is our Sugya, and the question is that a Paskin? However, Tais is in Chulin and Daf Kuf. Taisus there is, when he brings down Rabbeinu Ephraim, and he argues with Rabbeinu Ephraim, the opinion of Taisus is that we do say Chanan by Shari Surim. So Taisus is therefore bothered in our sugya. What's the pshat of Man Damasi Lo Amas Nisan? Why is the Man Damasi Lo Amas Nisan? He holds that even though the Yayin Kosher was already Nesach, from the Yayin Nesach, if the water falls in later, it will be Mutter. Why will it be Mutter? Hare, the Yayin was already Nesach, and it can't go back to becoming Mutter. So how could it be become mutter? Tesis did not want to accept the Mahalach of Rabbeinu Ephraim that this kufa was a machlekes, and even to be machmir, Tesis wanted to assume that everyone holds that we say chanan by shari surim. So what's the pshat in man demasin lo amas nisan? Says Tesis that by itzer mashu we don't say chanan. That yai nesach asher is not only when it's nois in tam. Yai nesach asher is b'mashu, and we're talking about that only fell in a mashu. That not enough to be nois in tam. In a case when it's when all there is a mashu, so then we do not say Chana. That's the sort of taste is there. What exactly this far is, that's neither in the Rishonim there in Chul and Daf Kuf. Not our question right now. But Tais says that the Pshat in our Sugya that to not say Chanan is because it's an Isser Mashu. And Tais says before that everyone agrees to that Sfarah. That's not the Machlokes in our Gemara. Do we say Chanan to Isser Mashu? Everyone agrees that you cannot say Chanan in our Sugya because it's only Mashu. So in Cain, so now it's Shver in Man Damasin Lo Arovin. Why does Man Damasin Lo Arovin Aser if the Yain Nesach fell in first? Chanan isn't Shaykh over here. Because all it is an Isser Mashu. So why do we not say, why what's a Tzata Aser? Taisa says, learns there that Machlokes is Machlokes in Royim. So this is Negeah, what that Royim means we'll see in a second. Mamash Negeah Nehemshah HaSug here at Chizkei and Rabbi Yechanan. So Taisa learns like Kitzur that it's a different Machlokes between Madamati La Rav and Madamati La Masnisen. But here, everyone agrees that here it's not Shai Chanan, because all it is an Isser Mashu. So again, so we have the Mahalach of the Ramban, and there being a Frayim in the Sugya, that the question is, do you say Chanan by Shari Surim? Today's opinion is that normally we always say Chanan by Shari Surim, but Be'ez Ramash, we don't say Chanan. And here's a different Sugya of Rayim. Oh. This leads us into the next Sugya of Chizki and Rabbi Yechanan. The Machlokes of Chizki and Rabbi Yechanan is, according to Chizki, Higdilu Be'Isser Aser, Higdilu beheter mutter. Rabbi Yechon Amar afilu higdilu beisser mutter. So that's the words of the Gemara. So Machlokes Rashi and Tesis, how to understand the words of the Gemara. Rashi holds that lafi chizki it's only mutter if the water is there first, and only the water, and then the yai nesach falls in. So when the yai nesach fell in, so it was bottled to the water. It was bottled. It was already bottled. Now the yai kasher falls in, so it's not going to change the situation. That, according to Chizki, it's only mutter in that case. But if the water and the yain kosher are inside, and then the yain nesach falls in, so it's going to aser. Chizki does not hold of royin. Because here really there are two ways to look at what's going to happen right now. You have yain kosher and water in the bar, and now the yain nesach falls in. So do we say that the yain nesach kilu, it goes to the water, and the water is mevatalit, and then therefore it's mutter? Or do we say, no, the Yain Nesach goes to the Yain Kosher, and it answers it, B'mashu. And now all of them are Aser, and the water can't be Mevatel, all of this wine. Now also the Yain Kosher became Aser, because the Yain Nesach Aser it. So there are two ways to look halachically, how to look at, how do we done this? Can we look at that just the water is going with the wine, and going with the Yain Nesach and it's Mevatel it? Or do I also have to look at the Yain Kosher here? Because there's also Yayin Kosher here, so that can't be Mevatel, that's Nesa from the Yayin Nesach. So then everything is Aser. So according to Rashi, in order to be Matir this, I need to say Royin. I need to say that Salek as Minoi Kemisha Einoi. And Kilu, we don't look at the Yayin Kosher. The Yayin Kosher is Kilu not here. So therefore, the Yayin Kosher is not here, and then the water can be Mevatel the Yayin Nesach. But as long as I see the Yayin Kosher here in the bar, so it's Aser, according to Chizkiya. According to Rashi, that everyone agrees that as long as I see the Yayin Kosher as being here, so Mechitesi Tadan, that the water Asers the Yayin Nesach, no. Sorry, the water is Mevata the Yayin Nesach, no. The Yayin Nesach, I look at the Tarevis is happening between the Yayin Nesach and the Yayin Kosher, and that's going to be Aser. So the Machlekes between Chizkiya and Rabbi Yechanan is, do I say Royin, that I am able to look at Kilu the Yayin Kosher is not here, or I have to look at his being here, and Memela, it is going to be Nesar. That is how Rashi learns the sugya. It comes out of Lefi Rashi that if the water falls in last, if you have Yain Nesach and Yain Kosher there, and then the water falls in last, so even according to Rabbi Yechanan, it's Aser. Because here, Pashat is for sure already Nesar. Once it's Nesar, it's not going to come back and be Mutter. Mechir it's Chanan, or Mechir it's Nesar because of Chanan. It will never come back and be Mutter. So you need for sure that the water comes before the Yayin Nesach. The question is, what happens when according to Rashi, the Machlokes is when the water and the Yayin Kosher are there, and then the Yayin Nesach falls in. But if the water falls in last, then the Kulei Alma it's Aser. So Teis Askan Rashi, that's connected to the Sugya earlier. It's going to be just mentioned. It's the Sugya, it's in the bottom of Amar Aleph. Man Damasin Lo Amas Nisin. It's Mavur, that even though the water falls in last, it's also Mutter. And here we have Rabbi Yechanan himself saying that it's Aser. That will clearly be machriya, the question on Amar Aleph. And the Gemara does not connect them. Taiz also asks that the pshat that Rashi learns in the Gemara, Higdilu b'heter and Higdilu b'isser, is very non-mashma. The Gemara is a hard time at the wine. Rashi learns talking about the water. In the Gemara, there is no mention of the water. So Taiz learns that l'kulei alma, even if yichizkiya, if the water is there before the Yai Nesach comes in, so it's a shor mutter. And the machloikas is when the Yai Nesach comes in first, and then the water comes in. So l'fir b'yechanan, it's still mutter. Because I could say, salayt minoy kamisha enoy. I take away the yain kosher kamisha enoy, and the water is mevatel the yain nesach. That's what I do according to Rabbi Yechanan. According to Chizkiya, no. According to Chizkiya, here I can't say right. So the question is, my shnar, what's Shana Tesis? Why does Chizkiya hold that if the water is, there's water and yain kosher in the bar, and then the yain nesach falls in, then the water is mevatel the yain nesach. But if the water comes in later, so it can't be mevatel the yain nesach. So we could say mishum chanan. That's what we could learn in the Gemara, that when the water wine falls in first, so it's also because of chanan, so then the water that comes in later can't be matir it. Shinking when the water is there first, so you don't say chanan. That's what we could have maybe said. But the Gemara says the machlokes is in royin. That's not a, that, if it's a question of chanan, it's not a question of royin. So the Rush is, I mean, on this nakuda, the Rush is mazvir. It says the Rush the following. Higdilu b'heter kunchin is gadua mayim ayidei yayin shal heter. Shoye b'bar kunim shenofol, v'achak nofol yayin nesach. Kevon shehivsik b'nefilas mayim b'in shtei hayenois, lo yitzarfi moed yachar. When the water is there before the yayin nesach, so then I'm able to say that the yayin nesach, mechi teisit yayin nesach is mitzarif with the yayin of asr. No, I can look at it as going with the water, and the water is mevatalit. Even though I don't say Rayin, but this is not a Rayin, Pasha, or this at least is a Rayin that Chizkiya holds of, that I could say that Mechitesi to look at the Bittul as the Tarayv is happening between the Yain Nesach and the Yain Kosher. I look at it as going to the Mayan, and the Mayan has the ability to be Mevatalit. That's when the water is already there. But when the water comes in last, and the Yain Nesach was already there, so I already see a Tarayvis between the Yain Nesach and the Yain Kosher. So here, I can't say that let me get rid of the Yain Kosher Kamisha Enoi. Kilu is never Mu'uruv with the Yain Nesach. I can't say Ryan, say that it, I look at that it's not Mu'uruv with the Yain Nesach when it already was Mu'uruv until the Yain Nesach. It's not because of Chanan. You don't know Chanan. Here, the way to be Matir always with water and Yain Kosher connected Yain Nesach is I have to say Ryan. I have to say that the Yain Kosher is not here. Because if the Yain Kosher is here, so it will be Nesher from the Yain Nesach and then everything makes problems. So in order to be matir, I need to say that the yain kosher is not here. So if the yain nesach falls in at a time when there's water already in the bar, so then I could say, let me look at the bittel happening between the water and the yain nesach, and the yain kosher is kilu not here. That's what I'm able to say. Masha inkein, when there was already mu'urav, so I can't be mafkia that taravis. I can't say that kilu the yain kosher was never mu'urav with the yain nesach. For the last 10 minutes, until the water fell in, it wasn't mu'uruv with the Yain Nesach. So that, I can't undo that fact. So therefore, Lefi Chizkiya will be Asr. And Rabbi Yechanan holds no, that even in the case when there are already mu'uruv of the Yain Nesach with the Yain Kosher, once the water falls in, I could say, now let me look with a new pair of glasses, and the water has the ability to be mevatel of the Yain Nesach, and the Yain Kosher is Kamisha Enoi. That's according to Taisus. Just to summarize the Shitas here again, there are three cases. There's the case of the water in the bar, and then the Yain Nesach falls in, and then the Yain Kosher falls in. So that, everyone agrees is Mutter. Rashi, Taisus, Chizkiya, Rabbi Yechanan, everyone agrees that case is Mutter. If it's the first water in Yain Nesach, the water is Mevata the Yain Nesach, and then the Yain Kosher comes in, so everyone agrees that's Mutter. If there's water and Yain Kosher, and then Yain Nesach falls into the bar, according to Rashi, that is the Machlokes Chizkiya and Rabbi Yechanan. And according to Taisus, everyone holds that case as Mutter. If there's Yain Nesach and Yain Kosher, and then water falls in, so according to Rashi, everyone holds that's Asur. And according to Taisus, that's the Machlokes Chizkiya and Rabbi Yechanan. Another point here in the Sugya is the din of Truma. The Gemara brings a raya to that, the need of Rayin from Truma, that Rav Asi said in the Shem Rabbi Yechanan, Shnei Koiseis, Echad Shal Chulin V'Echad Shal Truma, Umozgan V'Irvan Zeh Bazeh, Rayin Ezeh Heter Ki'ilu Eino, V'Hashar Mayim Rabban Olov V'Mavat L'Noisei. Why? Because Truma is similar to Yayin Esach. Truma has different dinim of Bittul by minoy and by einoy minoy. By yain netzach, by minoy, asher is always bekoshu. Truma doesn't have that chumrah, but truma has the chumrah of beminoy that asher is bemeya. The einoy minoy, truma asher is beshishim, and beminoy, truma asher is bemeya. So here we have a case where there's no 100 of water keneged the yain of truma, so we don't have meya, but we have shishim in the water. Can I get the wine of truma? All the water. Can I get the wine of truma? There is shisha. So the problem is that there's also wine of chulin. Once that wine of chulin is nesar from the yain of truma, so then it will be asar and could be also asar the water. So I have to say that I'm royin as the yain of chulin kamish einai, and the water is mevatel the yain of truma. That's a sugya. Now, the problem is, though, just a problem in pshat, that these two cases, sounds like pshuta, there are two cases that are more or less the same size. So if so, you're never going to have that there's shishim in the water connected the wine of truma. If a person has 60 times water, or 30 times water, then he has wine, it's going to be very shvach wine. Before in the Gemara, the way they made wine was a 3-to-1 ratio of 3 of water of 1 to wine. So normally, if you have two equal size cups, of one of wine of truma, one of wine of chulin, even though you mix them together, there'll only be 6 times water as much as there is wine of truma. So how can this water be mevatel the wine of truma? So the Ramban and the Ran learn that there's a kimta in the Gemara, that the two cases were not the same size. One of them was much bigger than the other. The cup of chulin was much bigger than the cup of truma. So at the end of the day, there is 60 times in the water. Then there's 60 times water altogether, more than the wine of truma. That's a deichik pshat in the Gemara. However, the Rishonim bring the Ravid and also the Riazakin that learn that no, Gemara is kapshutay two equal size cups. So the asset's only 1 against 6. So they say a fascinating chiddush that even though we always find the sheer bittul as bishishim, but that's in most things. But water and wine is 1 in 6. If there's 6 times water, can I get the wine? Then the wine won't answer the water. What's the svara? They say, because it's nice in tam lefgam. If you have wine that falls into 10 times of water, so the water tastes much worse now than it tasted beforehand. Water that's mixed up with wine in a good way tastes great. But water that's mixed up with a little bit of wine, so it doesn't taste like water and doesn't taste like wine. It has a very bad taste. So the sheer bittul of wine in water is 1 in 6. That's the din that they take out of our Gemara. And the Torah brings it down in Simen and Kuflam and Dalet, the sheets of the Ravid and the Riazakin, that it's the sheer bittul of wine and water is 1 in 6. That's with the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Simen Kuflam and Dalet. However, there's a very big question here. Very big question. That it's true if I have 10 liters of water and 1 liter of wine falls in, so I can hear that's nice in Tamil of Gam. But that's the case in our Sugya was a little bit different. The case in our Sugya is you have 1 cup of wine of Chulin, 1 cup of wine of Truma, and you pour them back and forth. At the end of the day, if you drink both cups of wine, both of them taste just like wine. Both of them were the 3-to-1 ratio of water to wine. So when you mix them up, at the end of the day, both of them are tasting like wine. So the maisa is not nice and tam lefgam over here. If it would be wine and water by itself without the wine of chulin, if you really would get rid of the wine of chulin, it would be nice and tam lefgam. But the maisa, the wine of chulin is here. And because the wine of the chulin is here, so everything tastes fine. Everything tastes just like wine is supposed to taste. So why is it nice in tam lefgam? I mean, we saw earlier on, daf samich zayin, that by nice in tam lefgam, we look at the way the kedar is right now. We don't say with melach, without melach. Lemaisa, was it pagan or was it not pagan? True, things might change if you put in salt or take out salt. We have to look at the way things are right now. So right now, as things are, so it's not nice in time of God. It's a very big question. The stipler, Simin Chavches, uses this barichus. I'm not clear what the answer is. He brings there to the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim is already arguing on this question. Prima Gadim learns pshat in the Rishonim that the reason it's mutter with 1 to 6 is not because nice in time of God, because the wine is kihua bialma. That amount of wine and water is kihua, not called wine. It's so diluted, the wine, it doesn't have a shame of wine on it. Mara says this idea of kihua bialma in other cases, in other places, in Barabasra, in Chulin, that wine that's very diluted is kiyu abialma. It's not called wine. So wine. So here, wine to the wine to water ratio. This wine is the amount of water that's here. the wine is doesn't have a chashivus of wine, so it doesn't ask. It could be a good svara, but the lashon of the rishonim is not that way. The lashon of the rishonim that it's nice in tamal of gam. So again, in this case, it's very shver. Why is it nice in tamal of gam? Lemaisa, the wine tastes great. If you look in the stipler, Simin Chavches, he talks about this, try to answering up the opinion of the Ravid over here. Another nekud in the Gemara here, Gemara brings the machlikas, Rav and Shmuel on one side, and Rav and Rishalakash on the other side. The Kol Yisru and Shabbat Torah, are they b'mashu, by min b'minoi, or the b'noi Saint Tam? To be sure, the machlikas here is machlikas in the din of Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon. Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon are arguing in Menachos and Daf Chabez and other places. Is min b'minoi batal or einu batal? So the machlikas Amoraim is here is how to paskin. Do we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda or do we paskin like the Rabbanon? It's a little bit shver in the Lashon HaGemara. There's no mention here of Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon. So the Rishonim are arguing on this. The Ramban says that Rav and Shmuel said that it's b'mashu. It's that don't think that it's because you might have thought that Rabbi Yehuda was said b'mashu is only by kachim. The pasuk of Rabbi Yehuda is talking about kachim, but mashingim by surim of chulin. Maybe we wouldn't think it was b'mashu. So therefore, Rav and Shmuel needed to say that in kol haTorah kula the din is b'mashu. But the reason is because they pasuk like Rabbi Yehuda. That's the Ramban. The Ritva says b'nesachacher. He says that the Rav and Shmuel could agree to the Rabbanon that min b'mino is batal, but that's min d'araisa. Rav and Shmuel said chumer d'Rabbanon that min b'mino is not batal. The lemaisa, the halacha in this machleika is very nagei lemaisa. Almost all the rishonim paskin like Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish and min b'mino is batal. However, Rashi we saw earlier Rashi daf samach tesam and aleph. Rashi there is mavur that the halacha kol min b'mino is b'mashu. And he passed like Rav and Shmuel. The last topic for today is the topic of Tevel. Mar says that Tevel and Yai Nesach are more chomer, and they are b'mashu. Why is Tevel b'mashu? So the Mar says, because Ketir kachisurai. Tavar Shmuel chidachas b'teres sakri. So because it's enough to be matu this your Tevel with one chita, so you see that Lagabi this your Tevel, one chita has a lot of chashivus. So it also has chashivus to Aser. One little bit of Tevel Aser is b'mashu. That's the chumer of Tevel b'mashu. So the Rishonim ask a question, that why do we need to come out to this svara, this new svara of Keter Kachisurei? Or you can have a different svara to be machmir by Tevel. Because Tevel is davar sheyesh lamatirin. If you're mafresh the truma from it, then the Tevel becomes mutter. So that's another klal, the kol davar sheyesh lamatirin, afilu be'elef loy batel. Why do we need to ask for Tevel because of Keter Kachisurei? Harei v'gemar nindorim naf nun ches, and the Yushalmi by us, say that the chumer of Tevel is because it's davar sheyesh lamatirin. So why did the Gemara Bayas not say this way? So Tosfos says that we're talking about here when the Bailam is not around. If the Bailam is not around, it's not called Dever Sheish L'Matirin. Because I don't have the way to be Matirin in front of me. So it doesn't have the mile of Dever Sheish L'Matirin. So that's why we needed the new Svar of Keter Kachi Sura. So now Tosfos asks an opposite question. So why did the Yerushalmi need to say Dever Sheish L'Matirin? Why didn't it say the Svar of Keter Kachi Sura? Answer states this, then no, then not always do we have the svar of Keteru Kachisurai. So answer states this, we're talking about Maisa Rishon. You gave your Maisa Rishon to the Levi, and the Levi was not yet Mafresh Trumas Maisa. So that's also Tevel. It also has Isra of Tevel on it. Is that also B'mashu? Says Tesis, there's no svar of Keteru Kachisurai. Because there it's not good enough with the Mashu. There you need to give a tenth. If he has to give a specific shear, so there's no Keteru Kachisurai. So in that case, we would not ask her because of the din of Keteru Kachisurai. In that case, we're only going to ask her because of Dover Sheish L'Matirin. So the Kitcher takes answers that they're both svaras are correct. You need each one for different cases. When the Bailam is not around, then there's no Chumr of Dover Sheish L'Matirin. It's only because of Keteru Kachisurai. And by Meiser Rishon, it's only because of Dover Sheish L'Matirin and not because of Keteru Kachisurai. What comes out with the thesis, though, that if the Bailam is not around, And there's Meiser Rishon, that's Tevel the Trumas Meiser. So then Tevel will not be B'mashu. Because we don't have the Svara of Keteru Kachisurai. And we don't have the Svara of Dover Sheish L'Matirin. So therefore it will not be B'mashu. That comes out from Tosfos. The Ritva says that once they were Machmir on Tevel to be B'mashu, so even in a case when it's not, when you don't have the Svara of Keteru Kachisurai, even like Meiser Rishon, that's Tevel to Trumas Meiser, which we don't have Keteru Kachisurai, but like plug the Tevel. If sometime mostly Tevel is Aser B'mashu, so they said always Tevel is an Aser B'mashu. That's the Ritva. There's a Chiddush of Rabbi Nutam in Sefer Yashar that the Ramban in our Sukkah quotes. Rabbi Nutam says that we find that Dover Sheish L'Matirin, as a few of Elav Loi Batel, that's only in the Guf HaDover. in the actual food itself. But if you have the michui of the Sheish HaMatirin, the Dorish Sheish HaMatirin fell into a Taravis and gave off Tam, but then you took out the Yisr itself. Rabbeinu Tam says, in that case, there's no Chumra of the Dorish Sheish HaMatirin. Only when the Yisr itself is there, there's the Chumra. And the Ramah passes this way in Simin Kuv Beis, Sef Dalet, he passes like this Rabbeinu Tam. So the Gra points out over there in Sefkatan Yud Gimel, and the fear Rabbeinu Tam, it's Miyoshev, the question of Taisus by us. Taisus says, why do we need the Sfarah of Keter Kachi Surai? Why do we say it's Dover Sheish Lomatirin? Says the Goyin, that we're talking about Tevel Ni Mayach. Tevel Ni Mayach, it's not called Dover Sheish Lomatirin, it doesn't have the Chumr of Dover Sheish Lomatirin, because it's only giving Tam. And therefore we have to answer because of Keter Kachi Surai. That's the Cheshon of the Goyin. But the Goyin points out that our Taisus argues under Rabbeinu Tam. The fact that our Taisus did not answer that way, it must be that our Taisus holds, that even by when only the tam of a davar v'sheish l'matirin came in, it's still called davar v'sheish l'matirin, and it's still loy batal be'elef. That's why Taisus had this question share. That's what the Goyin says. It's mefura from the Goyin, very fascinating chiddush, that if only the michui of tevel falls in, only the tam of tevel falls in, so if our Taisus is called davar v'sheish l'matirin, because Taisus doesn't hold of the chiluk between tam and mamish, doesn't think mamish is davar v'sheish l'matirin, also, Tam is called Davar Sheish L'Matirin. But also, Mavur and the Vine, by Tevel, it's this way. Why is it Davar Sheish L'Matirin? Because you could be Mafresh on it. You could be Mafresh on it and be Matirit. It's Mavur and the Gra that if you only have the Tam of Tevel without the Gufa Davar, you could still be Mafresh Chuma on it and it'll be Matirit. That's Mavur and the Gra. In Tezrit and our Sugya, it's Mavur not this way. Tezrit and Mavur that when it's Nimoyach, it's no longer called Davar Sheish L'Matirin because there's no way to be Matirit. Nusvar, Tevel, the Rabbeinu Tam said a klal b'yol davar sheish l'matirin, and that the Goyin said Teis argued in that klal b'chol makom, and the Goyin Mamela held that also Tevel is called davar sheish l'matirin on the tam of it because you could be matirit. Teis Reid holds no, there's no way to be matirit. All it is the tam. It's not the mamosh sadover, so it's not. There's no way to be matirit. Your mafresh truma, it won't be chal. So that it's called. Therefore, it doesn't have the din of davar sheish l'matirin. This is a famous machlekes between the Briskrav and the Chazon Ish. Briskarav and the Briskers hold that you can't be mafresh chumis and maestras on juices, because the mayperis is not called like the pri itself, so it has isur of tevel. It says the Briskarav, but there's no way to be mafresh on it because it's not a pri. You can't be mafresh on it if it's not a pri. That's the Briskarav held. That's like the sort of the taste is written. Chaznish famously said that snish kenagune. You can't have anything which has isur tevel which has no way to be mafresh on it. Isur Tevel is because it needs Afrasha. So if it still has Isur Tevel, then must be that you can be Mafreshit. That's the Chazanish. That's the Svar of the Chazanish before in the Goyin. And even though all it is Tam, you can still be Mafreshan. It's an Ishka Naguna. But the Tezrid is before the Svar of the Bishkarov. You could have something which has an Isur Tevel, even though there's no way of being Mafresh. I'd count for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.